The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about Jesus praying in the garden. You might see something or hear something you've never heard before. Plus, we're going to do it again. Dive into something that we've never done before. We're going to do a category of Bible personalities. First one up on the table, Barnabas. We're going to talk about the 8 attributes that Barnabas has.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You know that living thing? That's a good thing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I'm not feeling politics today. It's just like, bleh, I don't know. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Now watch, it's a phone, and it has numbers. And these are the numbers that it has. 972-445-0770. I am confident you can do this, because we do have trivia for Do-Re-Mi. Hello. Don't forget, you can call, talk about testimonies, or if you have a prayer request, that's okay. Any topic is open for conversation, of course, because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. You have to figure that out by now. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, there was no trivia winner yesterday. I don't know if we have a boo-hoo sound. Okay, a buzzer. That's pretty good. Can I hear that again? And one more time? That's my response. I was kind of disappointed. So in lieu of that, my response is going to be this. The question was, now remember, you don't have to win money in order to answer trivia. But the question was, I think I'll give people one more shot at this. Just one more, but it's crazy. How many times did Jesus pray alone in the Garden of Gethsemane? So you see, remember, Jesus was, they had their dinner, the Last Supper, and then they had all the disciples together, and he said to the 9 of them, wait here, and took James and Peter and John with him, and then he said, you guys wait here, and then he went and prayed. How many times? That's the whole question. And for that, I couldn't get a response. I was pretty surprised. So I'm going to give one more opportunity, then I'm going to answer it and respond to it. However, if I don't get a response, I have another trivia question. This one has to do with the birth of Jesus Christ and when he was born, the day he was born, the week he was born, the first 8 days he was born, the first 2 weeks he was born. What happened? I'm gonna bring that up as a trivia question. So if you know the first trivia question, you want to give us a holler while you still have an opportunity to. If you've won money before and you just want to answer it, that's okay too. 972-445-0770. We don't waste very much time, so we're not going to waste a lot of time in this first segment. We're going to blaze right through. Now, here's what I'm saying. We're going to blaze right through. Are you getting that clue? Or we're going to blaze right through. I don't think that clue went through. We're going to blaze right through. There's Wonder Duty. She's getting ready to press a sound button for somebody for a sponsorship so she can show Tierra how to do it, and I'm ruining it for her. It's not because I'm trying to ruin things. I'm just really good at throwing curveballs when I'm supposed to throw a fastball.
I may just pick one.
Okay. You want me to, you know, let's do one that we can, so we can show her and give her that opportunity. Let's go with John. We'll do John because he's the one you can probably do the easiest. John, our good friend.
Big John. Big John.
Right. Now, what's the dealios on John? One, I haven't talked to him since the All-Star game, so I need to find out what's going on there and if he had a good time. I bet he did. But two, look, it's a roof. It's over your head. If it leaks, water comes down, your big screen TV blows up. That doesn't sound good. Does that sound good to you? Doesn't sound good to me. You can get a free inspection. Now, I checked. I looked in the dictionary. I went to the dictionary myself. I actually thought about getting on a plane and going to England and having a conference with the Cambridge Dictionary people because I wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. I checked on the word free. It means free. So free inspection on your roof means it doesn't cost anything. There's no requirements. There's no obligation. Find out if you need roof repair or roof replacements. One way or another. Could be from hail, could be from wind, could be from anything. Wait, it could be from wind. Wind. Do we have any wind? There it is. She's training Tara. She can't be expected to respond to everything I do. That's good enough, though. Okay, so that can be from anything. So that damage, you want to call John, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. Now, did that help? Was that helpful? Okay. All right. All right, nobody's calling in, and I'm going for it. I just can't wait any longer. I just can't believe it. I know I did get a couple of contacts from people that they are afraid to call in, and you don't have to call in. Don't worry. Enjoy the show. I mean, enjoy as much as you can, whatever the Lord gives you out of it. That's all we're looking to do. You know, if in your entire existence you help one person, including yourself, take one step closer to Jesus, that's a good deal, right? Just one step closer, folks. That's all you want to get. All right, the answer, and because of this, I'm going to have to teach on this now. The answer in regards to how many times Jesus went back was three. Not one, not two, but three times. And because of that, I want to bring up something because there's something really cool about the Garden of Gethsemane that you might not have seen. I want you to catch this. Listen to this. They went to the place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Now stay here and keep watch." Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said, "are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time. Did everybody catch that? Returning the third time. How many? Third. How many? Third. How many? Third. He said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting enough? The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Now, one thing I do want to say to you that I think is a cool teaching out of this Garden of Gethsemane that kind of gets missed. First of all, we know structure-wise, prayer-wise, Jesus, I mean, he starts off, "Abba, Father." I mean, it's an intimate cry. It's a call. It's not that, "Oh, Lord God Almighty" type of address where it's very formal and very liturgical. This is a very informal, very personalized, very intense moment where Jesus is going, "Dad, dad, 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 dad," right? He says three things. He says, number one, he says right off the bat, everything is possible for you. So he starts that prayer off with faith. Pretty cool. Number two, he gives his request. Take this cup from me. That's what he's asking for. And then number three, he surrenders it and goes, yeah, but not what I want, what you want. So the idea is to understand that Jesus showed that prayer process. It was, you can do anything. I'm asking you to do this. But if you decide not to do this, it's okie dokie. That's a fantastic formula for prayer. But here's what I want you to catch. He prayed this prayer three times.
How many?
Three times. And then at the end of the third time, after praying the same thing, for those that think you can't repeat prayer, you're wrong. After praying the same thing, he had the emboldenedness and the empowerment to face the betrayer. It was a matter of continual petition with the Father, continually asking the Father that his strength for the situation grew. So what I want you to catch out of that is sometimes you pray about a situation and you just get plastered all over the place because you're getting spiritually beat up. The answer is to go pray again and go pray again and go pray again. Jesus did it three times until you are empowered to face what you have to encounter. But it is through that prayer and that communion you will find that strength. Now, isn't that cool? I think it's cool. Also, Wonder Julie being very patriotic. She has a Stars and Stripes kind of thing going on. Folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind, destroying everyone.
Real estate, it's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience in education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, as opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored. Impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every...
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. Has been a little warmer of late, but I think it's been rather nice, personally. But, of course, I haven't cut the yard in 97 degrees. We'll get to that later on. I do want to let people know. What do I let you? Well, here's what I want to say. David Spoon, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That's a way to get a hold of the show. The website, David Spoon or davidspoonmedia.com or davidspoon.com or 19 other URLs. But anyway, davidspoonmedia.com. If you go there, you'll pull up the website, davidspoon.com. Pull up the website. You can check it out. There's a link to all the podcasts. We have over 2,000 hours of podcasts. So if you don't think an hour is enough, one, you need therapy, and two, there's free podcast information all over the place on the website. And if you feel like you want to donate, we say okie dokie. We support that because we want to do a bunch of different things in the Texas area. I just think it'd be cool. Facebook, David Spoon Media. You can always send me a message, a private message, or anything like that. I don't mind. It's not a problem. And then also you can go on your roof and shout, "Hey, David!" I won't hear you. And then while you're up there, you can call John. Get it? Ah, that's funny. All right. So we have John, and now we're going to talk about John's very favorite person besides Jesus, soon to be his wife, Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Melchiono. That's right, it's Pamela Melchiono. I'm not going to go down the long list that I normally would to explain to you that if you need to talk to somebody who understands real estate, you can talk to Pamela. It's not that hard. It's just not that tough to figure out. You can go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, theblessedrealtycompany.com. Set up a time to get together with her. You can have coffee, you can have tea, you can have fruit juice, you can have tomato juice, you can have pineapple juice, you can have water, you can have soda, I don't know. Maybe you have chicken and biscuits, I don't know. But what you can do is contact her, get together, and talk to her about real estate, whether you're buying or selling, doesn't matter. And it doesn't cost anything. There's no requirements. Just get together with somebody who knows, a sister in the Lord, who loves to do what she's doing because she knows she's doing it to honor the Lord. Good enough for everybody. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com, 817-505-5541, 817-505-5541. Okay, so now you've had a chance to show Tiara twice, right? The sounds. Okay, just check. Yeah, there's a backstory to everything, just in case you didn't know.
So if Pamela gets married, are we going to have to get a different sounder? Is she going to change her name?
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know what we're going to do because that, first of all, you got the Blessed Roofing Company, and then you got the Blessed Realty Company. So I don't know if they're going to go the Blessed Roofing and Realty Company. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen there. That's the first one. Then the second one is you got the Big John and you got the Melchiono. And I don't know. I guess we're going to have to find out what their wedding song is, right? And then we'll have, maybe we can play the wedding song.
We'll figure it out.
You know, unless it's something humorous. You got to watch. John's kind of a funny guy. So he could do something funny. You could hear da-da, da-da, da-da. And it could be like a Jaws thing. I don't know. You got to be careful. Let's see. I know we're supposed to do very important spiritual business. Okay, sure. You know what? The very important spiritual business you have is between what? What are they? Is the show? Is the station on 24 hours? It is on 24 hours, right? So it's all the other hours I'm not on. That's when you do your spiritual serious business. What we do is enjoy the understanding that we are all walking as Christians together, doing the best that we can, and then recognizing every once in a while, In-N-Out Burger is what you need. Sitting down and doing nothing over a weekend is what you need. Getting together with family and learning that you're not supposed to use your third tongue as you're driving away. We need to recognize those things. Okay. All right. I'm going to... Did you get that? Because it's tongues? Never mind. Okay. Never mind. I'm going to talk a little bit about... I haven't done this yet. I've done it before, and I've taught this in Bible studies and in churches. For those that don't know, I actually did pastor multiple times. I was a church planter, so I helped start a few churches throughout the country. And actually one in England, which was quite by accident. I'll tell you about that some other time. I want to talk about Barnabas. Every once in a while I do these biblical people or personality studies, and I find them super duper duper fascinating, because you'll always, you know, you'll read scripture, you'll come across the word Barnabas, you'll think, oh, I don't know a lot about him, but I know a little bit about him. I love tagging some of the attributes that the great Christian men and women have, because it's cool and because it makes me aspire. It makes me desire to walk closer to what they were doing. Anybody that's walking close to the Lord, if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And so as somebody is walking that's Christ-like, you want to be aware of that. And when they're not doing that, you want to be aware of that as well. Barnabas was an early Christian mentioned in the New Testament. His birth name, by the way, was Joseph. He sold all his goods and gave the money to the apostles in Jerusalem, and they gave him a new name. So his name went from Joseph to Barnabas. Barnabas means son of encouragement or son of exhortation. Although I like the encouragement. That's a little cooler, right? He was called in Acts 14:14 an apostle. People go, well, there's just the 12 apostles. That's not even close. Okay? There's those 12. There's Matthias, who took the place of Judas. There's Paul. There's Barnabas, and there's two other ones that are named apostles. Also, I want you to recognize Luke speaks of him as a good man. His aunt was the mother of John, who was John Mark, who was the person who wrote the Gospel of Mark. I mean, there's all these connections. All this stuff's cool. But here's what I want you to see. I want you to see the character, the attributes of Barnabas. Listen to this. This is his first attribute, and I love it. Acts 4:35. They put their money at the apostles' feet and distributed it to anybody as they had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Two things that you get out of the character of Barnabas here. One, he sold everything he had and gave it to, he sold what he had and gave it to the church. We don't know if it was the only field he owned. We got to be careful there. But he sold a field, gave the money to the church. And the big difference between somebody like Matthew and somebody like Barnabas is Matthew gave it up and followed Jesus. Barnabas followed Jesus's work. Now watch this. This is what I'm saying. Matthew met Jesus, walked away from being the tax collector that he was. Barnabas didn't meet Jesus, so he followed the work. Get that? All right. Here's one of the coolest things ever in the world. Acts 9:26. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried referring to Paul. He tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing he was really a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. They told him how on his journey he had seen the Lord and he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So they stayed and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. So Paul, before he was Paul, he was called Saul. And Saul was doing brutal things to Christians. Brutal. He had a reputation. I mean, this dude was bad. Bad news. You know what bad news is? This guy was bad news. And Barnabas was aware that Paul had a conversion. See, some people thought he was saying he was saved just so he could kill more people. That's how bad his reputation was. But look what Barnabas did. Paul in the beginning was outcast. But Barnabas was a risk taker. And he put it out on the line. And he went and he got in touch with Saul, who was later called Paul, and he brought him to the apostles. That's a person who loves risk-taking for the Lord, because that was a risk, and he loves even more taking an outcast and bringing them in. Have you ever met somebody who was an outcast, socially awkward, not easily acceptable, not easily lovable by the norm standards? And Barnabas made a special effort to reach out to him and to bring him in. Now look at the result of that risk. Look at the result of bringing in Paul, who was an outcast. I don't know. How much of the New Testament did Paul write? Quite a bit, in fact. He wrote quite a bit. The only person that wrote to that level was John. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that Barnabas's courage went to get the guy who nobody wanted to connect to. So here's where the challenge comes. Ready? Oh, don't hate me. Do you have the courage to reach out to somebody who other people are afraid to connect to and try and bring that person in and help them be a part of the family? Do you have the courage? Are you willing to risk reaching out to an outcast and bringing them in? Isn't that a powerful thought? I want to say yes, but I think sometimes not as much as I need to. I need to be more like Barnabas in this. All right, taking a short break and then coming back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's see. I know there's information I'm supposed to give you. What is it? Oh, yeah. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. YouTube has David Spoon Media. I don't have a Twitter account anymore. I don't like Twitter. I can't remember anybody else. I can't remember all the social networks. I don't know. If you type in David Spoon Media, I think it just pops up there all over the place, and no matter what the search engine, I think. Although I can tell you that Google is really mad at me. Facebook's really mad at me. And so is YouTube. They're all mad at me. And you know what my response to that is? Tough. You think, you can't live without that. Want to bet? Okay, let's put some money where our mouth is. We have a trivia contest that gives you the opportunity to earn money. Last time we did not get the question right, so I want to make sure that somebody can get this one. There were two people, and you only have to answer one of the two names. How easy is this? Two people, one prophet and one prophetess, which is female for prophet. It's prophetess. Although if you say apostle, you do not need to think that an epistle is the wife of an apostle. So just be aware of that. It's either the prophet or the prophetess. Prophetess, either way you want to say it. Saw Jesus in the temple when he was a little baby. Before they went home, before the age 12 scenario happened, I need the name of one or the other of the prophet or prophetess that saw Jesus as a baby when he was a young little baby. 972-445-0770. Either the prophet or the prophetess. The prophet or the prophetess. 972-445-0770. Cool whip. Why are you saying whip? Okay, anyway, that's another joke. Let's see if anybody can figure that one out. 972-445-0770. Bing! That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it! One of the two names. We're going to wait, and then we're going to finish up with Barnabas. See, the whole Barnabas thing is so cool. I love that thing. We do have a phone. We do have a connection. And we do have ding, 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 ring, ring, ring. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is David also.
Oh, you got the best name, man. You're named after a king. That's right. Awesome. I love it.
You do too.
Oh, that is so cool. You know, I asked my parents that. Did you name me after a king? They shook their head yes, but I knew they were lying.
Right.
talk to me about one of the two. You had a prophet and a prophetess that saw Jesus when they were young, when he was young, and it was the early stages of Mary and Joseph taking Jesus through the temple. Name one or both. Who do you got?
I'm just going to take a stab at this. Zacharias?
No, but I'm going to help you. All right, so the prophetess, she was 84 years old when she saw Jesus, and her name rhymes with banana.
Aha.
Take half of that. What's half a banana?
Manna.
Okay, without the M.
Anna.
Anna! That's right.
Right!
Ding, 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 ding. I'll tell you, that's me. And then the other guy, has the same name as that guy who's from England who does those competition reality shows, who's always the most annoying judge, if you know that guy's name. Or the game kids play where you say, blank says, and then you have to copy them. Do you remember what that one was?
Simon.
Ah! Ding, 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 ding. That's the way to do it, man, right there. Is this the, have you heard the show before? Is this your first time listening to the show?
No, I've been listening to you for a while now.
Oh, well.
Great show.
I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. Now, do we have his name and number? We got to get your name and number because we're going to send you a gift. How about that?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, you're going to get a gift, and you're going to go, what? You're going to be pretty happy about it, and then you just send me an email, make sure you got it, because I think we got one gift out there that somebody didn't cash, which means it's a check. Got it? Okay.
Okay.
All right, my friend, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate what you're doing.
You got it. Don't hang up. They're going to get your info, so hang on there for a little bit, okay? Okay. What a great guy, because his name is David. I love Davids. There's a song called Dave. These are the Daves I know. Let's go back. So that's kind of cool. So we got somebody who won that, got that right away. And yeah, he needed a little help to get there. So did you remember it was Anna without doing the Google? Did you remember? That's the thing. The thing is, these things are easy when somebody says the answer, or they're easy if you do a search. But it's hard if you have to do it just straight out. It's a little tougher, right? So, okay. All right, now, if I ever say anything wrong, I know Anna was right, but I mean, if I ever say something wrong and you guys are listening, listen to me. If I say something wrong, call and correct me. I'm not always right. I have a wife who will guarantee in writing, certified, and I think bronzed, that I am not always right. Okay? But I am more right than I am left. Get it? That was a political joke. I'm more right than... Okay. All right. I'm just going to let that go. Check out Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2. Were you able to get all the information? We're all good to go. Everybody's happy. And I should say today's Thursday. Here we go. More information about our friend Barnabas. It's Acts 11. The Lord's hand was with them. A great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church of Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. There's another thing about Barnabas. So Barnabas was a guy that was sold out for the Lord, followed after the Lord's work, was a big giver. He was a risk taker. He loved outcasts and bringing them in. But there's something else that the Lord was moving in somebody's life. The Lord was moving in somebody's life, and he was the go-to guy. I see. Now my brain is thinking, did I give him the right name on Luke? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, he was the go-to guy for them to check up on what the Lord was doing. And that's so important to understand. It's important to understand because he was reliable. And why I want to bring that up is because his character meant reliability. And the church thought, well, gosh, they're having a big move. The Holy Spirit's really touching people. They're getting saved. Let's send Barnabas there to make sure everything is copacetic. Do you realize how important that is? That they had to have such confidence in Barnabas. He was a go-to guy, a reliable guy. The Bible says that confidence in an unstable man is like a broken tooth or a foot out of joint. Have you ever tried to walk when your foot's out of joint? I have, okay? Not only is it painful, it's awkward. It's awkward. And this guy was not like that. He was reliable. He was steady. You want to be a steady person so people can rely on you. Another thing that Scripture says, Acts 11:30, they sent their gifts to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. I mean, obviously, Barnabas is trustworthy. He's not just a go-to guy. He's trustworthy. They can give their money to this guy and say, hey, make sure it gets where it's supposed to get to. And it's like, okie dokie, we have confidence. Barnabas can do it. He's not just this guy who gives to the church. He's not just a follower of the work of Jesus Christ. He's a risk taker. He loves outcasts. He's a reliable go-to guy, and he's trustworthy. Those are great characteristics of believers. We want all of that. I mean, I encourage you to do an entire study on Barnabas. You'll see. It's amazing. Acts chapter 13. In Antioch, in the church in Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manine, and Saul. So he was both a prophet and a teacher. He was gifted. This dude was gifted. There's a reason why people think that it was him or Apollos, if not Paul, that wrote the book of Hebrews. Remember, the book of Hebrews author is not known. That's why you always hear them say, how many authors are in the Bible between the 66 books? People say 40-ish. Because one book, we're not so sure. All right? Here's another thing. I love this. Here's another thing. I can do this for hours. Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly. We had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you reject it, do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life. We now turn to the Gentiles. He was bold. I like Christians who are bold. I like people that go, no, this is the truth. I didn't say arrogant. Unfortunately, I like too many people that are arrogant. That's my fault. Okay, that's my bad. But boldness, the righteous are as bold as a lion. You know, there's this, it should be quiet as a church mouse. You know what's really dumb about that saying, quiet as a church mouse? The one thing that happens in a church, if there's a mouse, is you can hear the mouse squeaking. It's like that's the one. It's like the one thing that doesn't make sense. You see, I'm one of those weird people that think that. It's like quiet as a church mouse. Church mouse is not quiet. You got to hunt that thing down, get it out of the church because it's making so much noise, it's disrupting the service. Right. There's nothing wrong with being bold. But when I finish, because I got something I want to share. When we finish, I'm going to blow you away with something that Barnabas is. And you might be thinking, well, why are you talking about Barnabas? This is not expository teaching. I do both. I believe that expository is an essential element to teaching the Word of God, and I also believe that topical teaching is essential. And there'll be some people that say, well, I like people that just teach the Bible, as though teaching topically is not teaching the Bible, which is really kind of bizarre, since Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount taught nothing but topically. Moses taught topically. Paul taught topically. Everybody taught topically. In fact, the only line-by-line precept-based precept is in the Old Testament. And I just want to point this out real fast. If in your church it has to be line-by-line precept-based and it has to be expository, and you're not all standing up for the Word of God, you're not even obeying the passage. And you should all be saying amen every time the book is pulled out. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. I'm not the one that wrote this stuff. But there is a time and a place for expository. I'll tell you, one time in a church service, are we down to a minute already? Already? I'll tell you this story about what I did in a church service expository-wise in a little bit. We're going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
Just as I am.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
What is the David Spoon experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. If you throw your hands up in the air, David Spoon Media. Okay. That's just all I hear. David Spoon Media. David Spoon Media. It's like, wow. Three things I want to say, and I got to say before we do our Jamie Blumenthal thing. Three things real quickly. One, don't go freaking out on me on what I was saying about expository. I will explain that in about 4 minutes. So just take a deep breath, because I know there's people out there going, what? Okay? Take a deep breath. A chill pill. In fact, if you need medicine, take a Goss pill. Get it? Goss pill. Number two, there is an outstanding check out there for more of our winners, and I need you to cash those checks at some point because they only have a lifeline of like 6 months or something. I don't know, and I don't want you to miss out. And if you didn't get your, if you were a winner and you didn't get your check, you need to let me know because we didn't get a return on it. So if we don't get a return on it, then I don't know. So I mean, I want to make sure everybody gets what they're supposed to get. So I don't want anybody to get gypped. That's kind of an important part of the process. Number three, just a quick reminder warning. I got a text from my daughter today. This is how I know that Tennessee is getting closer, because these two brilliant kids forgot to name their children the first time around. And so we've been really hounding them this time. And so she was asking about past parental names and... Baby be coming soon. That's all I can say. Baby be coming soon. So you feel sorry for anybody in the world, I'd be sorry for that. Feeling sorry for that grandchild, because I'd be the grandpa. I would be very, very concerned. What I did learn, though, is you can get away with a lot more as a grandpa than you could as a parent. I think that part's really cool. Okay, let's do a shout-out to Jamie Blumenthal. President of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. All right, here's the deal. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's their website. And people are thinking, money, it's not important until you don't have any. And then it becomes really important, right? You don't want to just blow through your money. You don't want to go up. You know, I got this set aside. I have no idea how it's going to go. I have no preparations for the future. I'm just going to, you know, let it roll. Now, I actually am one of those people that think letting it roll is cool in the Lord as long as you've done what the Lord has brought before you. In other words, the Lord is the ultimate one who takes care of all of these things. Okay, and you have to find a confidence in there. But noble plans are established by noble hands that the Lord blesses. And it's important to be aware and prepared as you can, the best you can, most earnestly before the Lord, and making sure that you're looking at it and examining it. Faith doesn't say, I'm looking at the circumstance. Now I'm not looking at it because I'm afraid to look at it. Faith looks straight at it and says, God will get me straight through it. Now, what you need is you need to be able to face things and look at things. And if Jamie can help you take a look at your financial position as you're getting closer to retirement, talk to him. If he can help you, great. If he can't, let him tell you, can't help you. If you can help, great. Doesn't cost you anything to figure that out. RetireTheRightWay.com. Don't just stand out there with your finger in the air hoping something like cotton candy comes to you, okay? 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Be aware and be prepared. You know, it is amazing because Jesus did say, watch and pray. He didn't say pray and watch. He said watch and pray. Now, we're talking specifically about his command in Mark chapter 14. Okay, that is Jamie. All right, let's go to the expository thing. I only have so much time. This show is just way too short. I just want to say that. I need 4 hours. Okay, maybe not. Bottom line. I was talking about expository. I was talking about the topical. Why am I doing a topical on Barnabas? Because topical is a part of the teaching process in every Old Testament and New Testament concept, and expository is as well. Giving an explanation of the law was part of what the Nehemiah-Ezra process was all about. In fact, I so much believe in it that for one church service, I did this. Ready? I dressed up like a New Testament pastor from the 70 AD, and I put candles in the church. And we had special lighting, and it was like an old style building. And somebody came over and handed me a parchment, and I opened it up in front of the church, and I said, "Oh my, brothers and sisters, it's a letter from our brother Paul." And I just opened it up and read the whole letter. I just read the book of Ephesians, because that's what it must have been like when they got it. And I think that's the purest form there is. It's like, how could you get any better than that? And it took me probably about 17 minutes to read it because I have a lot of inflections, which probably Paul didn't put in there. But anyhow, the point is I'm a firm believer in that, but I am also a believer that there are topical discussions. I mean, there are things where you discuss faith and so on and so forth. Nothing wrong with nailing out, hey, we want to do the book of Mark. Hey, we want to do the Revelation. Hey, we want to do 1 Corinthians. We're going to go through it line by line. We'll go through chapter by chapter. I think it's a fantastic way. In fact, I think in many ways it makes it easier because it's easier for me to launch or to communicate the thoughts. But both expository and topical are fantastic. Why? Because they're both used to honor God. And the whole idea of understanding the Word of God is not to be able to say you went to church and you heard the Word of God, but to draw closer to Jesus Christ. These are they, Jesus referring to the Scripture, that testify of me. That's the whole point. So if it works for you expository, awesome. If it works for you topical, awesome. It's not just one or the other. There's a lot of one or the others. Have you ever noticed there's one of the others? And it's either this or this or this or this. I had a professor teach me something really good. And just be careful how you use it. But it was a really good lesson. He said, A or B. And then he just stopped. And then he goes, wrong. He goes, it could be A or B. It could be B or A. It could be neither A or B, or it can be both A or B or B or A. He just started going through all the possibilities, and you're thinking, yeah, I don't think I think that way. What he was trying to do was expand our thinking process, not in a liberal context, in a context of being able to look at an elephant from different angles, not just from one angle, and recognizing that people come from the north, south, east, and west. Wow, that is... I love it. Why do you think there's four gospels? Anyway, Let's close out with Barnabas because he had two other things he did that were pretty amazing. One, Acts chapter 15, verse 36. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back and visit the brothers in all the towns we preached the word of the Lord in and see how they're doing." Barnabas wanted to take John Mark also with them, but Paul did not think that it was wise because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. So they had such a sharp disagreement, verse 39, that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers to the grace of our Lord. I know you're going to hate that I say this, but I think it's great that Barnabas did what he did because he really believed it was right. He believed it was the right thing. It might not have been the right thing, but he was stubborn, being devoted to the outcast. You see what I'm saying? He was devoted to Mark. And you think, well, it was just family. Well, no, because he did this for Paul, too. He stuck up for Paul. He stuck up for John Mark. Here's the thing before you get all excited. Paul was really mad at Mark. He was upset with him, right? But at the end of Paul's life, he wanted to see him, and it was Mark who wrote the Gospel of Mark. It was like, not like the guy did so bad. It's like the end result was he did fantastic. Now he had a couple glitches, and that's a whole other teaching for when you have glitches, how God can still use you. But Barnabas was just devoted to the outcast. I'm not going to do it that way. And then perhaps the ministry could have been different, although if you really believe in the sovereignty of the Lord, you're not really freaking out one way or another. I just think it's cool that he was like, nope, I stick up for the outcast. This is who I am. And yeah, sometimes that rubs people the wrong way, but he was sticking to his convictions. And the Bible talks about being blessed is the man who does not condemn himself in the things which he allows. I think he did the best he could. And I think most Christians should just do the best they can and recognize that the Lord knows what's going on, okay? If you find the perfect Christian, all you did was find Jesus. I'm just saying, because he's the only one that's perfect, see? It's the rest of us that need redemption. Did you get that? Okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.